Non-overlapping pitch should be preferred to minimize scan duration and motion artifacts in chest CT. Number of scan series for chest CT should be generally one, either pre-contrast or post-contrast, unless one is specifically looking for aortic dissection or mediastinal hematoma. Routine acquisition of both pre- and post-contrast chest CT must be avoided. When acquisition of both phases is indicated, make sure that the dose is not doubled. For assessment of trachea or diffuse lung diseases, where both inspiratory and expiratory phases need to be acquired, two phases should not imply doubling of radiation dose. Instead, the less important phase can be acquired either with low radiation dose, helical scanning mode, or with axial scanning mode with skipped regions to reduce dose. Scan length must be limited to what is absolutely needed. Routine chest generally extends from lung apex to adrenal glands, but should be limited to lung bases for benign indications, as well as for lung nodule follow-up, pulmonary embolism, and lung cancer screening.